Yeah, the Cardigans, my favourite game to start us off on this Thursday. Thursday, 15th of October, Friday's Eve, as we like to think about it. And there's never been a better Friday's Eve than this one, PJ.
I think that's true. I think that's fair to say.
John Heavey's already been on to say, Happy Sausage Day!
Yeah, has he got pictures of his up? It's very early.
He hasn't stuck a picture of his sausage up just yet.
What am I talking about? I'm prematurely sausagely excited.
Bit premature with your sausage there.
I am, mate, very much.
Yeah, because you know, we've got to allow people the cooking time and those kind of things and all that sort of stuff.
I lost a run of myself, so.
You never know. But still it is. Welcome along, folks. Yeah. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. You join us on the momentous, the inaugural, because I have a feeling this is going to happen every year. I have a feeling we're going to make this an annual event.
Well, we kind of cheated and had one last year, didn't we?
Yeah, well, it's an unofficial one. That was kind of like, that was like a trial run, PJ.
Very true, yeah. Well, now we're all in.
Yeah.
We're put our big fat sausage on the table every year now. That's it, we're all in. No pulling back now.
Oh, absolutely. Now. And just remember, we started it, just in case anybody robs it, right? It's officially PJ and Jim's online sausage party.
Damn,
that's what it's all about.
Straight, yeah, it is. We've got a great. Will I tell you even the flavours of sausages we have?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
There's a multiple selection.
Jim. Absolutely. We have cabbage and bacon sausages.
Oh, my God.
We have chocolate chip sausages. Those are back.
Oh.
Yeah. We've got curry sausages.
Oh, I think they might have been my favourite.
Well, we've got spice bag flavoured sausages.
Oh, I might have a new favourite.
You've got mushroom black pudding and bacon sausages.
Oh, my God!
Jim, it goes on. The list goes on and on.
This is incredible.
The list goes ridiculously on and on.
Oh, this is going to be absolutely amazing. Hopefully, you're going to be able to join in the crack with us through the course of the morning, whether you're at home, whether you're going to work, whatever you may, if you can organise it in work, if you're not at home, whatever it is. Oh, it's that easy. You go about your normal day, you're with us on the radio as always, and all you're doing is enjoying your own favourite sausage in whatever way you like to have a sausage. Sausage roll, breakfast roll, full Irish, whatever.
Oh, put them under your armpits for all we care. As long as you're enjoying them.
Absolutely. And then just get a picture into us either on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008, or stick it up onto our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, with the old hashtag, show us your sausage.
Show your sausage.
Oh, fantastic. My
sounds
God.
Like something a puppet would say.
What?
Sounds like something a puppet would say. Show your sausage.
Yeah, it's like that dog from That's Life all
That's
those
exactly
years ago.
That's exactly what it is. Show your sausage.
Ah, yeah. So that's the big one for the day. I'll tell you something. Oh, it could be the greatest Thursday in the history of Thursdays, it could be.
When do we start? That's the question.
Men at Work and Down Under here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 13 minutes past 6 on this Thursday, Friday's Eve and Sausage Party Day. Good to have you with us, folks. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. We have to say get well soon to our Margaret. You know our Margaret in Fermoy.
I do, of course, yes.
She was in yesterday having a procedure. She's all right.
Did she get
it? She was in having a procedure.
What was the procedure?
I know, it's good. I don't know. I didn't ask. I didn't want to ask.
Did she get the whole thing removed from her back?
Anyway, get well soon, Margaret.
Get good well to have soon, you with
Margaret. Also, well done, Mary and Santry. First off the mark to show us her sausage. She's got a pack there of the old Super Value signature taste
Look
jobs.
At that. You're forced in, so you are.
She's going to go and get the paper and then sit down and enjoy a few sausages
Would
with the paper.
Look at that. It's even got a picture of a farmer on the package. That's the proper job.
You know you've got a decent sausage when there's a farmer
when
on the package.
When there's a farmer, the man himself.
Incredible. Somebody is having a go, wished us a happy Sasso day. And broccoli flavour.
Oh, jeepers.
Can you get broccoli flavour?
I don't know. At this stage, I think we've got some of the most unusual sausages you can get in Ireland today.
Yeah.
And definitely broccoli is not in any of them.
Brilliant. Also, Shane from Mud Bakery, good friends of the show as well. They've provided us with many a fantastic delicacy.
Loved Mud Bakery.
In the past.
His stuff comes in and you want to see us in here. It's like a pack of wild animals. It's like, you ever see what they feed huskies? It's like that. That's what it looks like.
Anyway, Shane from Mud Bakery's been on to say, what way do you want us to display our sausages this morning? Whatever way you like, Shane.
Well, I would like to see yours on a cake, if that's okay.
Yeah. But whatever way you like your sausages. On the end of a fork. As part of a breakfast roll.
Oh, jeez.
Any way you like it. Whatever way you fancy eating your sausages.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you do us whatever way you want.
We just got some wrapped in a farmer. So
now,
there you go.
Can I just point out to you, PJ? I know you're thinking to yourself, hang on a second. Did I not win on the birthdays yesterday? Was I not entitled to a cake?
I was entitled to a cake.
Which is actually... Shane from Mud Bakery, your timing is impeccable, really, because I owe PJ a cake.
Oh, but, look at you.
But just,
yeah.
I'm just saying... No, wait, hey, everything. Whoa. I'm only just saying I deliberately delayed. It's not that I've forgotten.
Yeah.
I just delayed it because I knew you had a big week. You had the sausage party today. You have your Jaffa Cake challenge tomorrow.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make you ill. I didn't want to affect anything. So I said I'd hold off on the cake. I'll use it as a celebratory cake when you break the world record.
Well, that's the greatest load of cobblers I ever heard. Like, you've got a hotline, a delayed hotline to Mud Bakery. I know you, Mr. Mr. Slippy, they used to call Jim. He tells a likely story when it suits this situation's dealing with cake.
What we can do is, if you win today, we can make it a double-layered cake. How's that?
That sounds, I'd take that. That's a deal.
Sounds like
that
a plan.
Sounds like a good
deal. And I'll tell you something, there's a couple of, you know, there's a couple of your loves in here. There's a bit of boxing. There's a bit of Manchester United.
Oh, good, good.
There's a bit of royalty.
Oh, jeepers. Right, there's always a downside, but we'll go.
Right, let's kick off with one of our own, Krista Berg.
Ah, Krusty Berg.
Lady
Burger.
In red.
Yes, been taller than me. Yeah.
Argentinian born Irish singer, it says.
Irish singer, Roseanne's dad. She had great news there.
He deserves credit for that.
Yes.
You know, for being responsible for the lovely Rosanna Davison.
Yeah, and in fairness, she had great news this year. I was delighted for her. She tried to have a baby for ages.
Herself and Wes.
Yeah, and I think she finally...
It all happened.
Well, I don't know, yeah, she...
I have no recollection. You see, I don't get to read the... Hello and RSVP and VIP that you do regularly.
I don't read those things. You slag at me about royalty. This is as close to royalty. The De Burger family are as close to royalty as Ireland will ever have.
Exactly.
I'm sure he was great. Like, I was in his back garden before.
No way.
Loads of people were, though. It's not.
What
it's
did
not
you take?
I didn't take anything.
Were you breaking in, I assume?
I just extraordinarily wasn't. I
did. You were invited in?
No. In the Docky Book Festival every year, his back garden is, I think, is used as like a... A venue. There's a big marquee goes up into it now.
Oh, fantastic.
Look, this is what someone told me. This is, you know, this is Krusty Berg's backyard. I was like, is it?
And you thought you were in a park or something?
I don't know. No, I don't know what I
like
thought.
Like, it was a big,
in.
Is what I'm asking.
I'm big, yeah. Well, this is big enough to have a marquee with a couple of hundred people in it, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Very nice garden. Couldn't see a house anywhere now. But
that big a garden that you couldn't, you were in the garden, you couldn't see the house. That's a big garden.
Well, I couldn't see through the canvas tent anyway, you know. It was all whatever way it was laid out. But I gotta say, Mr. Krusty is... Oh, he's not a young... He's like 82.
He's only 72. Yeah. You're not getting invited back to his garden.
No, well, I suppose, like, you know, if he was taller. Yeah, yeah. It's like a difference between a prune and a raisin.
Yeah. You were in the garden going, oh my God, look at that. I wouldn't have thought he'd be into garden gnomes. That's Chris.
That's Chris.
Don't say that.
Well, who's
PJ?
The other one? That's the president. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's Krusty Berg talking to Michael D. Higgins.
Oh,
there.
My God. Wouldn't you love to see the two of them doing a show together?
That's shocking. I'll tell you something. There's our... Whatever, I don't know what gifts you can get from the president, but they're gone with that comment there. That's off the list.
He loves the arts. You're talking about...
Right, okay, let's get on to one of your favourites. A bit of boxing. AJ is celebrating his birthday today.
AJ?
Yeah, Anthony Joshua.
Japers,
AJ,
yeah, yeah.
OBE.
OBE, whatever, yeah. He still got bashed by the Mexican with Love Snickers bars.
So it says here, yeah, so he formerly held, he doesn't currently, I'm assuming, he formerly held the WBA, IBF, WBO and IBO titles, yeah?
Yeah.
So are they all gone? Are they?
Well, yeah, well, Tyson Fury has one.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And
Tyson Fury has them all now, sure, doesn't he?
But the lad who beat him, did he not get the... Like,
no.
Was that not a belt? Was that a championship belt? No.
No, sure. AJ went back and beat him again.
Oh, for God's sake.
Ah, you're way... You know
this. When did that happen?
Boxing's gone mental, man. It's everything has to happen in trees now. Gone in the days we had a fight.
Trilogy fights.
Yeah, it's all this trilogy nonsense. Yeah. Like, somebody beat somebody and then
I'll beat you and then you beat me and then we'll decide in the end.
They haven't even done one fight and they're planning the two rematches. It's gone. It's your man, that Lude, or what's his name? Eddie Hearns. Your man who's Elfler did the same to Snooker.
Yeah.
It's gone to pot that way where you can't... Like,
can't speak bad of him, though, because... Katie likes him.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Next to the garden, all he's very good.
Well, I tell you something, there's royalty right there. You're dead right. Whatever it's like, if it's good enough for Katie,
good enough for Katie, it's good enough for the rest of us, you know.
Yeah, so shut your mouth, PJ. You'll come out there and I'll give you a wedgie. So I gotta say,
Anthony Joshua is still a youngish man.
Ah, yeah. In his 30s anyway. He'd be about like 33.
Not bad at all. 31?
Ah, far.
31.
Off.
Right, okay. Well, then look, I'll tell you, just I was going to give you a bit of royalty, but after that, I think I'll give you your beloved Manchester United. Andy Cole.
Andy Cole!
Yeah.
Oh, I'll never forget the day Andy Cole went to Manchester United. And it was the day, the first time I ever saw an Egypt. A guy from Newcastle got the Andy Cole tattoo on his forearm of him in the black and white.
Story,
the famous
yeah.
black and white
yeah.
tattoo.
Remember the DM? Remember Kevin Keegan deal. Being confronted on the steps?
Yes, I do remember that.
In Newcastle, like by fans who were absolutely irate that he'd sold Andy Cole.
Because they were mad for him. He was their best player by a long
shot. Yeah, and felt like, you know, the number nine for Newcastle fans is a big deal.
Yeah, of course.
You know? And Keegan sold him to United and he...
Of all people.
They went bananas on him.
I know.
And him trying to defend himself on the steps going, look, I have to make these decisions.
Yeah, I know, that's the problem. We know the book stops with you, Keegan.
That's why we're giving you a hard time.
Oh, yeah, and then it was, cheer up, Kevin Keegan. Oh, what can it mean to a... and his football team.
Anyway, good old spell he had himself and Yorkie up front for United.
Definitely, I have a funny feeling Saturday's pay-per-view game where not one of the players on either side could even lick the boots of Andy Cole will be not even a throwback to the good old days. I'd say Andy Cole is about 43, is he?
Not bad at all, 49.
Oh, God, is he?
49,
I thought he was younger than me.
And he's had a few health problems, hasn't he? He's like...
Has he?
I think he's had a few health problems, yeah.
Oh, Jay, sir, he's an elf like me, Jim.
Stop.
Oh, God, 49.
That's never a good sign.
Who gets to 49 without having him? Has to do wheezing all the bushes. That's my one.
Well, yeah, I think his knees might be on him as well.
Oh, that's mine too.
Right, okay, let's give you your bit of royalty. Fergie herself, Sarah Ferguson.
Oh, japers.
I was going to say former Duchess of York, but are you ever a former?
Or
do you just hang on to that?
Right, okay. With all the scandal involved with her, I think she ended up getting the title.
If you're going to go around getting your toes sucked by weird businessmen.
I'd have to say, don't you feel sorry for her now? Don't you feel sorry for her now? She was with that dirty old crow for the whole time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
she, your man
obviously
who,
knew.
Right.
And she got all the flack.
I forgot about that.
And he was hanging around with your man. What's his?
Epstein.
And all of them dirty old feckers.
Did you watch that Epstein thing on Netflix?
I watched half of them. It was too upsetting. I couldn't watch the rest.
Very good,
like,
though.
It was very good, but it was like, I actually felt myself
as an
getting,
expose, I mean, it was very good.
Yeah, and then him and all of his, I was in the war and I'm not able to sweat and the carry on of him. And she was the one that got all the flack, get out.
Yeah, front page of all the tabloids getting her toes sucked on holiday.
Really, yeah, and him going out and doing that interview and he was a dirty, all she ever did was let a lad lick her foot.
Yeah.
And that's what they should all be doing. Andy Cole. So I'd say she got an awful deal, that woman. I'd say she's, what, 67 or something?
61.
Oh, jeez.
61. And I don't know if it's going to get better because your final one is a former Northern Ireland politician.
Oh, God, which one is this?
Your favourites. David Trimble.
Oh, David Trimble. Oh, yeah. So he was the UUP. Do you remember him and...
The Nobel Prize winner himself and John Hume, the late, great John Hume.
I know. So
sharing the Nobel Prize.
To Tony Blair, man. Like, literally, if you start a war, you can get one of them. You have to start a war to get the Nobel Peace Prize. Trimble was the guy that was... Before there was, like, proper internet or anything, it was the first sort of video... Remember him and Ian Paisley, the Garvaghy Road.
Yeah, doing this sort of holding hands.
And they
held like
their
down
hands
the,
and they walked, and then somebody kept speeding it up and slowing it down, and they put it to Irish music, and it looked like the two of them were having an orange cane. And I always remember that and think it was really, really funny. But Trimble, made the deals with Republicans and all. He was kind of, the UUP were disappeared off the face of the earth.
Because of the backlash, wasn't it?
Because of the backlash, yeah. Hey, dear, you talk to anybody that isn't me. Disgraceful. Absolutely irregular. I'd say he's like, he's like 74, is he?
Not bad at all. 76.
Ah, okay.
76.
I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's only owed me a cake anyway. I don't mind being wider than Mark today.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. 6:33. Friday's Eve, we like to call it around these parts, by the way.
Indeed.
Were you aware of that?
I vaguely recall the announcement made last
excellent,
week.
Excellent. And also, we need to know, will you be joining in our sausage party?
I've been hearing about
this. Are you a fan
this.
Of a good sausage?
Certainly, of course. Who isn't?
Have you got a particular favourite?
Not at all. I'm lucky to get anything.
Literally, yeah. You will accept any sausage that is free.
Within reason, but yeah, you know. As long as it comes out of a clean receptacle, you're fairly set, you know.
All receptacles are clean, I can say. And
excellent.
Also, there is one of each flavour for each of the four of us.
Oh, excellent.
One for everyone in the audience.
So, there you go, covered all bases.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there you go, lads. You may pick and choose whatever
I was trying to get John to commit to a particular brand. But he's reluctant to do so.
I know the stat, Jay.
To be honest with you.
It's the impartiality of the news hound.
I have to confess, I kind of am with him on that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think if I'd ever actually turn down a sausage.
I wouldn't turn one down. But, like, I'm just saying, given any sort of sausage in the world, I'm going to say the Super Quinn sausage. That's just the one that stands out for me.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, whereas my favourite sausage is always just the next one.
Indeed.
I've changed my mind. I'm going to go, don't accept your answer as the best answer. I'm sorry, but it is.
Yeah, Man Eater from Hall & Oates. Quite appropriate, really, for some reason on Sausage Party Day. For some reason, PJ, I don't know what people are talking about. They seem to think there's some element of kind of innuendo involved in our sausage party or our hashtag show us your sausage.
I don't know what goes on
in people's minds, to be honest with you.
All we're talking about is sausages.
Absolutely. Having said that, you know, there was a great suggestion in by somebody that we should do this in future with in conjunction with a men's health charity, which is a good idea. If you feel inspired while you're enjoying your sausage today to make a little donation to a men's charity, a men's health charity of your choice,
absolutely,
feel free.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a very, very good idea now.
Absolutely. I mean, it's far be it from us. I mean, if that's the way you're thinking, if that's the kind of association you have with sausages.
Maybe you'd like to, as you eat your sausage, send a few quid to the Men's Shed group or something like that.
Yeah, or even the men's health thing. You know, the whole kind of men's health. Well, the men's, you know what I mean?
Sure wasn't I doing that.
You know the people who have procedures.
Well, sure, yeah, procedures. Sure wasn't in September. I was one of the ambassadors for the Blue September Check Your Prostate campaign.
Well, there you go. You see,
with Mary Keating Foundation,
all ties in together. So whatever it is, if you've got a, you know, if there's a men's health charity that you're. That you're kind of aware of and you want to make a few quid donation or whatever, that's entirely up to yourself on Sausage Party Day. Sausage Party, online Sausage Party. It's incredible. There's already loads of stuff coming in. Happy Sausage Day, lads. Richie, the truck driver, sent us a little video. Have to check that out. It's not coming up on my screen at the moment. We'll have to check that out. Also, somebody started early yesterday. They had a pork and apple sausage yesterday morning. Said it was unbelievable.
Pork and apple. Of course, apple goes perfectly with pork.
Does it?
Of course, it does. Apple sauce.
I don't like fruit on me dinner.
Okay, I don't like it either. But now that I've heard it's in the sausage, I want it. You know what I mean? I don't like cranberry sauce. I don't like cranberry on me turkey or anything.
No, me neither.
But if someone told me there was a cranberry turkey sausage,
I mean, like, we've already had the whole melon on the pizza thing.
I know.
I just don't like fruit on me dinner, really.
I don't either. I hate pineapple on pizzas. I don't like applesauce on pork. I absolutely don't understand why anyone puts cranberry on turkey. But wrap any of those things or all of those things together, put them in a sausage, I'm having it.
You're having it. Yeah, no, that's a totally different... I'm with you on that. Poor old John from Cavan is distraught because they're back to level 4 today.
Oh, God, yeah, I know.
And he says, thank God they don't close you guys down. Sure, they don't even know we're here.
Don't worry about it, Jim.
We're like, nobody knows we exist.
We're the only radio station that says, keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. My poor old ma's devastated now. The house visits are gone because she can't see her grandkids.
Yet. Yeah, bit of a nightmare,
she's
all right.
Very upset
but I tell you something, John, it won't stop you enjoying Sausage Party Day. That's the beauty of this. You don't even have to leave your house. You know what I mean? You can have your sausage fest in your own house. Enjoy your own favourite sausage in your own house.
And it's still
real. If you want to.
It's not a Zoom party or any of that nonsense. We're talking to each other in real time, everybody.
Absolutely.
Actually, that's exactly how Zoom works. But you know what I mean? There's something different about it. Something different about it. It's not the same.
Peter in Limerick is also not a happy bunny because he said he doesn't have a sausage because Linda didn't get his favourite in the shopping.
Outrageous. Do you know what you do? Get into your motor, drive around. I think the delis and a lot of these places, get into your Spar Centre, whatever it is, and just get first in the line and buy a load of them.
Yeah, just to see it through. Mind you, sent us a picture of Clonakilty black pudding on.
I love that.
It could be toast or a roll or something. I don't know what it has on.
Jim, I love that so much. I love
it. It is very good. But listen, Peter, come on. You can't be blaming Linda for everything. You could go and get your own sausage. I'm only saying.
You can even go and get sausage rolls, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, you can get sausage that other people have actually cooked for you, Peter.
A sausage
you
roll
realize
is
that,
essentially
don't you?
A sausage cake. And when you think about it, that is one of the most incredible things that the world has ever created. It's a cake. It's pastry, man. It's literally a cake with a sausage in the middle of it.
Exactly.
You can have it. That means you can have a sausage roll for your birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So listen, all we want you to do, basically, is... It's just enjoy your own favourite sausage today in whatever way you want to do it. As PJ said, in a roll, you know, yeah. Whether that's an actual sausage roll is in pastry,
or
if that's your bag.
Or you get a roll from Subway, which
exactly.
is an actual cake.
Yeah, yeah. Or if it's just part of your breakfast, part of a full Irish or part of a breakfast roll or whatever way, or stuck on the end of a fork, whatever way you enjoy your banger, enjoy it today with us for PJ and Jim's online sausage party. And just make sure you send us a little pic of yourself enjoying your sausage wherever you are around the country. You can get it into us on 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp, or you can stick it up on any of our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, with the hashtag ShowUsYourSausage. We're going to run it right through the show today. PJ Gallagher, I tell you something, hats off to the great man. He has literally cooked our sausages.
I did.
This morning.
I cooked them. I was going to say I cooked them by hand, but I used the frying pan.
Yes.
I did.
That's how hot this man is. He cooked them by hand.
Yeah, I helped.
Hey, ladies.
I willed them to be cooked, is what I did, yeah.
So we're going to get stuck into ours just after 7 o'clock. Also, of course, after 7, the big one, the Hit Bit. We'll be playing on the Hit Bit for 2,030, isn't it?
Yeah, 2,000 euro and 30 quid, yeah.
Lovely. That has to happen. We've got Coffee Perfection a bit later on, of course. The chance to win that incredible coffee machine a bit later on. We'll give you a chance at that. And all the other bits and pieces are still going to be here. Magic Mike is with us this side of the world today. So he'll be popping in and out. Various photos and stuff. He'll be popping your photos up on social media of your Show Us Your Sausage. And is there anything else that's kind of caught your eye so far?
The clumsiest man in the world. I can't wait to talk about him. Wait till you hear what this fella's after doing to his gaff and his wife and everybody. He's the worst. He makes me actually almost feel good about myself for not going to fix anything.
Michael Jackson's Black or White here at Classic Hits on this Thursday, 15th of October. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7 minutes past nine on what is... PJ and Jim's online sausage party day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We still haven't started now. We're sort of bracing ourselves or something here.
Yeah, we don't want to overcommit too early, PJ. You know what I mean? You don't want to be ill by the end of it all. You want to, like, space. And plus, you don't
it's
want
a long
to,
day.
You want stuff to look forward to.
You do. It's a long day. It's a
well,
long
well
day.
Done to Keith in Dublin. It's one of the latest ones to get involved. Keith in Dublin's been on, sent us a pic of himself enjoying a sausage roll.
Look at
wishing
that.
Us a happy sausage day.
Look at his big beard wrapped around it. Lovely.
And then, there's one there as well, Chris in Cork. Chris in Cork is about to get stuck into some O'Flynn's and Hodgins. Jumbo sausages.
Hodgins Jumbos.
There
that
you go.
Sounds like an aeroplane. It sounds
absolutely. And he's put in a big,
Of course he has.
As part of it as well. Thanks for that, Chris. And that's all it's about, our online sausage party day today, wherever you are, whether it's in work, whether it's at home. If you can get your hands on your favourite sausage in whatever form you like it, as I said, at the end of a fork, as part of bangers and mash, although that'd be a bit unusual for breakfast.
You can even have a banger in your pocket. It's
Who
up
knows?
To you, whatever way you want to do it.
Sausage rolls or breakfast rolls or full Irish, whatever way you enjoy your sausage, get stuck into it and then send us a little pic either 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp or get it up onto our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you want, and stick the old hashtag on it. Show us your sausage. That's what it's all about.
That's what it is.
So that's what we're doing today. By the way, in the meantime, we still have plenty more going on in the show, including somebody that has made our PJ feel decidedly better about himself.
I love this fella. Real life Frank Spencer, this lad. It makes me feel so much better about when things go wrong in the house that I just leave them broken and march on with my life and learn to live around them, which has always been
acceptance
my
is one of the keys to true happiness, you know.
Well, I know, yeah. Like, I mean, everything, the house is leaking, floorboards are coming up and all. I'm just like, whatever. There's nothing I can do about it.
Technically there is stuff you can do about it. It's just, you know.
Is there? Is there, Jim? Really? Because I don't think there is.
I love the way you make a leak and dodgy floorboard sound like it's some sort of existential kind of, you know, one of the great things to ponder in life, as opposed to, like, calling the man.
God give me the strength to be able to accept the things I cannot change. And that's
brilliant.
The way the prayer goes.
That is brilliant.
Yes, and I think you know underneath it all, Jim. There's literally nothing I can do about it. Whereas, and this is proof. This man has cost his wife over 5,000 quid in mistakes in the house.
Oh.
Mistakes. He's included... He melted their fridge. I don't even know how he did that. He sliced... look, I'll just give it from the start, right?
Right.
Debbie Stevens admits her husband, 25 years, has had the best intentions when it comes to the gaff, right?
Okay.
But he's destroyed the place. He crashed the car into a McDonald's when he was trying to change the radio station. This is the type of fella we're dealing with here, right?
Wow. Trying to change the radio station.
Yeah, yeah. And he managed to somehow go from... I don't really like that station. I put on PG&G.
Into a McDonald's.
Yeah, straight into the McDonald's. He blew all the lights in their home trying to do some DIY. He's flooded every single room in the house at some stage while he was fixing the plumbing. So this woman, she went on a podcast and she said, look, in spite of all his nonsense, I still do love the man very much. He is very well-intended. But he's costing us thousands in DIY, and he still insists on trying. He sat on the sink.
I wonder about that. You know that expression, God loves a tryer?
Yes.
I wonder about that.
I always say it. God loves a chancer. Tryers cause everyone trouble. Stop trying to anything. Leave it go. Remember, yeah. There's not a lot you can do about anything.
Except your shortcomings and your failings.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She says he has tested the marriage on a few occasions.
Really? It got so bad she was like, I can't take it anymore.
So, like, he sat in the sink one day and the whole thing came off the wall and crashed down to the ground, yeah.
He sat in the sink?
Honest, you know, like the king. I don't know why he sat on it. He said he was leaning on it, but she's there going, I know he sat on it. Like, you don't lean on the sink so hard, it comes off a wall and smashes down onto the ground.
Oh my God.
And water sprays all over the house. And she reckons he's the clumsiest man there. She says it herself, he is a real life Frank Spencer. So they moved in together, right? This is when she saw it starting. They first moved in together. Within a month, he decided he was going to do some ironing. But they hadn't bought an ironing board yet, so he thought, I'll just use the carpet. And he burnt loads of patches out of the carpet. He thought the smell of the burning carpet was just the smell of ironing. So it was a brand new thing to him, right? That was shortly followed by him flooding the entire bathroom when he sat on the sink. Later then, he tried to fix the washing machine. But he broke a valve in the back of the washing machine. So it actually started to spray water all over the house. When he tried to fix... This is the first month they moved in together.
Oh, my God.
And then they bought a new couch, and he cut the couch into ribbons, trying to get the plastic off it. He just went to held for leather with a Stanley knife and cut off...
Cutting the protective plastic.
Yeah, and
he slashed the couch.
He slashed every cushion on the brand new couch. He slashed them all to pieces. Before anyone had even sat on it, he'd cut every single cushion with a knife.
How is this man... How has he made it to the point where he met a woman and got married?
Well, she doesn't know that herself. She just goes... She just has to keep reminding herself that actually well-intended.
How is he allowed out on his own?
I don't know. He's unbelievable. How he's got a driving license. Imagine, I'm going to stick on Classic Hits. Bang, smash, straight into a
Big
into
Mac.
Your local McDonald's. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, to your Big Mac, yeah. I know. But in fairness, this is what I'm always telling people, everybody. Give up on your dreams. Stop trying to make things better. Things will inevitably beat you.
Yeah.
So you have to just accept
it. Just cave in.
And I know Jim is into this. Yeah, call the fella who knows how to do it. I've called these people. You're lucky if you get a phone back in a lot of occasions. And then when they do turn up, some of them, the leak lads turned up, looked around the house, says, that should do it. Charged me 60 quid, walked off, it rained, and the leak was worse than ever. So remember, and now my floorboards are lifting up off the ground, and the floor man came and he says, yeah, grand, I can fix that. I'm not fixing it until the leak is fixed. Which is when? Never. There's nothing he can do. Maybe I'll hire this fella. He can come burn the house down, and that'll be and then finally I won't have a leak problem.
Yeah, Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth. 19 minutes past 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thursday, the 15th of October. Very special day. PJ and Jim's online sausage party.
Oh, God.
And loads of people already getting involved. Just some of the ones that come to hand. Joe and Drimmen has been on. Oh my God, you won't believe this, PJ.
What's he got?
He sent us in a frying pan full of... He sent us in a photo of it, sorry. Sent us in a frying pan full of sausages and white pudding. And look at that. It's only the demon Butcher Brown of Old Crumlin Town.
Oh, look at that.
Pat Brown's in Crumlin, best sausage in Dublin. I can't believe it, Joe. My
Jeepers.
God. Giving a big up to the old Butcher Brown.
The Butcher Brown.
The Bomber Brown.
And finally he gets something right. Isn't that great? I'm delighted for him. What a day, what a day. He's like a man.
You see, the thing about this, Joe, is this is going to hurt PJ, what with Pat being like a lead supporter and a Morrissey fan.
Oh, my God. He's actually going to be devastated that somebody liked something he did for a change. He's going to be like that. Oh.
So we now know that his only redeeming quality is his sausage.
Yeah. Well, there's like quite a lot of lads I know like that now, to be fair. Or at least they like to think they are.
Joe, thanks for that. Right, Joe, getting involved. There's a few other ones there. They're flying by. There's somebody doing the old... hang on a second. Is this one? Erin Blake in Selbridge.
I've never seen. Look at her.
Fantastic.
She's
got a sausage on the end.
That's a great picture.
One on the end of a fork and one on the end of a knife.
Yeah, going for it. That's the way to do it.
It's stuck in.
Don't even use a plate. Just start savaging the sausages.
Absolutely. Whatever way you like to enjoy them. Oh, look at that. Looks good.
Danielle and Ronan, look at that two. A saucy sandwich each.
Look, somebody couldn't even wait to take the photograph. They had to get a bite out of it.
They did, yeah. Look at that. Do you know what they're doing there, Jim? They're showing off their relish. Relish on the bite there. That's what they're doing there. Look at that.
That is lovely.
Those are tremendous. That's like some sort of sourdough bread. Oh,
Looks good. Fabulous looking sausage sandwich there.
Proper toasted sausages.
Yeah. Danielle and Ronan in Dublin. Well played.
Into that.
Well
now.
Played. So that's all it's about. And by the way, somebody did make the suggestion, and it's a nice suggestion to be fair earlier on. I don't know where people were getting the idea that there was some element of innuendo in all of this hashtag show us your sausage and sausage party and all that. But somebody suggested that it might be a nice idea if while people were enjoying their sausage that they, if they felt inclined to make a donation towards the particular... men's health charity of your choice.
I think I'm going to throw a few quid to the old men's shed here, I think.
Yeah, whatever it happens to be for you. You were saying about your prostate thing.
Yeah, it's blue
September. As a man who has struggled with his waterworks in the past.
As a man who has some difficulty in the water area, in my water department. The Mary Keating Foundation were doing the old prostate check thing Blue September. They were recommending that if you're over 45 or
you get it sorted,
there's a history, go and get checked. It's literally now all. Don't forget, lads, all it is now is a blood test. It's not anything too intrusive.
It's not the rubber glove.
It's not too intrusive, so you can go and get all that done. So yeah, maybe throw a few quid there as well.
If that's your inclination. But what we want you to do for sure is wherever you're going to be today, in work, at home, wherever it is, if you can get your hands on your favourite sausage brand, whatever it is, in your favourite way, whether it's like air and there on the end of a fork, or in a beautiful sandwich there, like Danielle and Ronan. Whatever way you want to enjoy your sausage today, part of a full Irish or a breakfast roll or any way at all, just enjoy it and get a little photo into us either on WhatsApp 087-188-0008 or stick it up on our social media, Twitter, Instagram or Facebook, that's it, and the old hashtag show us your
sausage.
Yeah, Duran Duran and Hungry Like the Wolf here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. What an appropriate song for today. PJ and Jim's online sausage party.
We got to get stuck in soon. I think it's time to start.
I tell you something, everybody's getting involved in this. It's
pictures.
Fantastic.
This is your fault. You have them all send the pictures, and the pictures are amazing.
It's great.
And
we've
it's
had
me the hunger.
We've had a couple of breakfast rolls in. Jonathan Byrne has sent us in his sausages in a breakfast roll. There's Teresa Kniff in Oranmore. I think it is. Show us your sausage breakfast roll. She's getting stuck into that. And I tell you something, PJ Gallagher.
Yes, indeed.
Never let it be said that you and I do not appeal to the upper classes.
Yes.
We've had, look at this.
Yeah.
Breakfast sausage in the Shelbourne, lads.
Oh, get out of it.
Gary, the executive chef.
Oh, he made it himself.
Look at that.
Look at that.
That looks fantastic.
Ah, would you stop? Look at the decoration. They're decorated with green stuff and everything.
Beautiful. That highbrow, PJ Gallagher. Never let it be said that we don't appeal to the great and the good.
I know, Jim. You wouldn't see a site like that in the Botanic Gardens.
And look at even your favourite.
Ah, look at that.
Northside Tony is feeding a sausage to his
beautiful
Alsatian dog.
Look at how much he's enjoying it.
Everybody's getting involved in it. You see, that's what it's all about. That's what makes this magnificent. You can be in your own home, in your workplace, wherever you are. It's your your choice, your favourite sausage. Eat it whatever way you want to eat it. And all we ask you to do is send us a little pic of you enjoying yourself to 087-188-0008 or stick it on our social media channels with the hashtag show us your sausage. That's what it's all about. And then, of course, naturally, We are interested in your health.
We are.
So if when you've indulged in your sausages, maybe you want to go for a bit of a jog.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, we do. Because there's a woman out there and she was going to go for a jog. She's going to do her marathon. Because, you know, the marathons are the big thing at the moment now.
Yeah.
But they're solo marathons.
Yeah, where you can't... Because of all the restrictions, you can't do kind of proper ones.
You can't do proper ones. Yeah. You can't do no mass gatherings and all that. So loads of people who are into running have been training really hard. They've been using the lockdown to get fit and all of that sort of crack. And one woman, she decided she was going to go for it. And it was her big day the other day to go and do her marathon. And she, you know, I mean, Mike is the person to talk to about this. He's done marathons. So
yeah.
You work up to it, you know, you try hard to get the thing, you sort of do test runs. You never do the full amount, I think is the idea, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to doing the full amount, you should be able to sort of cross with some difficulty, but it should feel accomplishable, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Well, she went out and she was having a really hard, hard time. Wasn't getting on with it either that very well, you know. Jodie Hopcroft, she was hoping to do it in about 3.5-4 hours or something like that.
That sounds impressive to me.
Like 5 hours. Like she was still out there. Like she was there. This is unbelievable. And then she realised that her GPS was broken. She'd gone the wrong way and she'd now done 49 miles. She'd nearly 50 miles. Poor woman nearly killed herself.
She'd nearly done two marathons.
She did 22.8 miles longer than what she was planning on doing.
Oh, and my God. And she only copped it when she was at the end of it.
She was like,
hang on a second. So you've been training to do 26 miles.
Yeah.
She ends up doing nearly 50.
Well,
and then only towards the end she thought, God, this last few miles are a bit tougher.
She set off at 4:45 in the morning, right? And she thought, I will be back for lunch. Like us, she was looking forward to our sausages for lunch, right? And she set off, and then her GPS went wrong. After, like, she realised she was there. I can't believe this is taking me so long.
Was she not, I mean, did she not just fall over with the exertion?
No, she didn't. Know. She's obviously much fitter than even she thought she was.
Yeah.
And then when she realised, this is how you know the difference between an athlete and someone else. If this was you or me or any normal human being, they would have gone, oh, when they realised the app was wrong, they would have said, oh, well, that's the end of that.
Yeah.
I've obviously done me bit. I'll do it again the next day or something.
Right.
Then she realised, no, I want the app to show that I did the marathon. So she decided to finish then, regardless. And ran the length of nearly two marathons. Yeah, so she did like 26.2 miles. No, she had to keep going until the app registered 26.2 miles, but it added up being 49 miles.
Oh my God,
she
almighty.
Herself. Poor woman's destroyed. I mean, if anyone ever deserved a good sausage this morning, it's that woman. I mean, honest to God, Jodie Hopcroft, fair play to you.
Yeah.
38,000 amateurs apparently entered the event, like they all had to do it on their own. And she thought, I'll be right up there. And she came 38,000th in the marathon this year. She came 38,000th place because it took her so long to do it.
Oh, my. So she worked the hardest.
Worked the hardest.
Did the longest and ended up last.
And let's face it, was probably the fittest considering she did almost twice than everyone else. And you get 38,000th. Like we said earlier on, folks, give up on your dreams.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
There's a man that has the smell of a sausage in his nostrils.
Oh,
I've never heard you hit the heights like that.
Oh, this is the smell of the farmer's armpits and the loveliness of sausages drifting around here this morning. I can't help but get excited. It is €2,030 on the classic hit bit this morning. Here's what it sounds like. And we are absolutely giddy with happiness to give it away.
Sausage giddiness.
Sausage giddy to give it away this morning. Paddy Flynn has got to go first. How are you, Paddy? Paddy!
Hello, Paddy!
Hello, Paddy!
For some reason, Paddy... Right, we might get Paddy back, right? Let's go to...
Una. Una's waiting in.
Una, are you there?
I am!
Hey! Thank God for that. Una saves the day.
How are you, Una? How's things with you today?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks, lads. Happy Friday's Eve to you.
Indeed. Una. Happy... So are you going to indulge in any sort of sausage party antics today?
Well, if I stop screaming like a fishwife at my child to get him out of school, maybe I might forego work.
Una, definitely do.
Come
on your way to work, get in there, get yourself an old sneaky sausage.
Absolutely. Even an old store-bought deli sausage will do the job.
Yeah, exactly. Stop off before work.
Good plan,
treat
Una. Good
yourself.
Plan.
Where are you?
What is work? Yeah, where are you? What is work?
I'm in PJ's old stomping ground, actually.
Where is that now?
Dunleary.
Oh, oh right. Very good. Oh, you're going to make me jealous now.
Yeah, it's a different class of sausage over there, PJ, I tell you.
Get up to Gourmet Food Parlour and get yourself some very good sausage.
Yeah, I tell you.
Yeah,
Una will drop into a deli. It'll be handed to her on a silver platter and everything.
I missed it.
By a lad with white gloves on and everything.
Oh, Una, tell Jeeves I was asking for a minute. Tell him I miss him greatly.
Yes, indeed. Would you like it medium or rare, madam?
Right, so Una, we'd love to give you some money. €2,030, what do you think?
I think if the sugar babes push the button.
Right, push the
button. Push the button. Right, now we have Magic Mike with us live in studio today. Michael, what is the story with you?
Live from the east of the country. Let me tell you this and let me make it very simple. Jim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jim, push the button.
Sorry about that, Una, but thanks for giving us a... thanks for reminding me that Jeeves is still doing well this morning.
Yeah.
Don't forget our photo, Una. We want to see your silver plattered sausage. Right?
Thanks, lad.
Take care of yourself. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Now, let's see if we can find...
Did we get Paddy back, I wonder?
How are you, Paddy?
Hello, how are you?
Hey!
Hey, how's
I'm
things?
Back. What's the I'm crack, back till 11.
What's the crack with you, Paddy? Where are you this morning?
Me? I'm just getting out of bed. I'm retired, you see, so I'm just getting out of bed now.
Well for you, Paddy.
All the time in the world to treat yourself with a sausage.
No, I'll be going down for me cereal and then toast and jam and instead of, because I had me jumbo sausage yesterday.
That'll do.
Oh, right. He's had his jumbo sausage quota for the week, PJ.
Paddy, you're one of these people that opens up the presents on Christmas Eve, I can tell.
How would you guess?
He got overexcited yesterday and couldn't resist a jumbo sausage.
Who could blame you?
Yeah, it's an understandable situation.
I have to be honest, Paddy, I had a few nibbles last night when I was cooking them up myself.
Oh, I can well imagine.
I did.
Not the first time you had a few nibbles.
Hey, but I'm...
Very true. Right, Paddy, let's sell £2,030. Before you get out of bed, let's try and make you a couple of grand. What do you think?
I'm over it already, sorry.
Oh, sorry about that. Either way, what do you reckon, Paddy?
John Lennon and... Reflections of My Life.
Okay, great.
Oh, wow.
Song.
My God, yeah, there's a belter that haven't heard of, haven't thought of in a while. Right, Michael. Real
Paddy,
classic.
Are you confident here, Paddy, yeah?
No, I'm not really. I can hear the button going nearly.
Paddy, listen, you said to me earlier on that you're fairly confident, and some may say he's a dreamer.
Oh, my God.
But he's not the only one.
Paddy, go back to bed quick.
Stick your pillow over your head, Paddy, for that one. And try and block out that pun. Oh, my God.
Sorry about that, Paddy.
Oh, dear. Right. Paddy, have a good day. Take care of yourself. Enjoy.
Enjoy your breakfast, boss. Thanks for having a go.
Now, you see, lads, the actual lyrics there is, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I switched that up.
Well, I think he's looking for more credit there, Peter.
Yeah, I know, I think he is. he wrote
I mean, a pun like that should nearly exclude him from indulging in Sausage Party Day.
The ghost of John Lennon is up there saying, that's the way I wanted it to be.
Yeah. If I had me time again, I'd have gone that way with
just
it.
Just like that.
I absolutely. Right, so 1:30, Niall Boylan picks up the reins. €2,030 what you'll play for on the Hitbit. Classichits.ie between now and then to check it all out. For us, though, the time has finally arrived after looking at all of you enjoying your sausages all around the country. Sausage party comes to the studio.
First time I've ever been happy to have lunch at 8.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Yeah, Madonna, Like a Prayer here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 11 minutes past 8 on this Thursday, 15th of October, Friday's Eve, but way more importantly,
lads,
Sausage Party Day.
Oh,
thank you indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, PJ and Jim's online sausage party. Had to play a bit of celebration music there, PJ, you know, Shelf. Thank you very much indeed.
Of course you did.
Look, he's totally distracted. He's not even paying attention to me. Because literally we have an array of delicious Barry John sausages in front of us. Can we just say huge thanks? Barry John, of course, and Barry John sausages there in Cavan. The absolute gourmet sausage king. He's the world record holder for the amount of sausages made in a minute. That should be an inspiration for you for tomorrow.
I'm telling you,
he tied 80 sausages in a minute.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Incredible.
I mean,
I mean, the man's a genius when it comes to sausage flavours.
I heard he laces his shoes with sausages. I heard he's that talented with his hands.
So a huge thanks to Barry John, the lovely people at Barry John Gourmet Sausages, award winning sausages in Cavan there, for supplying us with our array. The whole idea of this is, right, for you to get involved in PJ and Jim's online sausage party. It's wherever you are, in work, at home, doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. If you get the opportunity to enjoy your own favourite sausage in whatever way you like to enjoy it, as part of a roll, as part of your breakfast, as part of anything at all, whatever way you know your favourite is, just do it. Loads of people getting involved. Dan 2.0, nice Dan from the old sketchy roads of Newtown Shandon. He's enjoying what he calls sausage cakes, which are basically sausage rolls, basically.
Indeed.
The fact that there's pastry involved, he's decided they're sausage
cakes. They are a sausage cake. Yeah,
a sausage cake.
Right. Yep.
Absolutely. What else have we got? We've got somebody there enjoying, who's this? Now, let me see if I can find out who this is. Enjoying a dirty big sausage roll with hash browns and everything in it.
Dirty fecker, you.
I don't know
delighted
who that is.
For you, whoever you are.
Absolutely. Also, can we say hi to Tom and Olivia in Santry? They're pictured before they went to school getting stuck into their sausages before they headed off.
Fantastic.
And then there was, I think it was Patricia. In is it Rochford Bridge?
Yes, Rochford Bridge. Yeah.
Does that ring a bell? Sorry, Pauline. Pauline is a woman after your own heart. She's about to get stuck into her super queen sausages.
Very good, very good.
And
now,
that's all
you
it's about,
lads.
Wherever you are enjoying it, just get the old photo into us on either WhatsApp 087-188-0008 or stick it up on one of our social media, the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, with the hashtag Show Us Your Sausage.
Yes, yeah, so this is our mission today, is to bring heartburn to the people of Ireland. And we are definitely going to have a little bit of heartburn here, lads. We have a lot of sausages to get through ourselves, right?
Right.
I'm going to start you off with some of the flavours, so with some of the unusual flavours. Give us some Barry John's. I think we should start off at the top, lads, and go for some spice bag flavoured sausages.
Whoa.
Spice bag.
These are some Barry John originals here. Unfortunately, like, we're going to nick
fantastic.
One and then we're going to have to hand the plate to Mike, who will be eating with his hands like an animal.
Absolutely.
You brought forks. What's going on
here?
Oh,
I did bring forks. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're not dealing with riffraff here, you know.
So these are the spice bag sausage.
Warm. Whoa. There's a kick off that.
Wow. Oh my god, there is.
There is a lovely after kick off that, isn't there?
Wow. Oh my god,
there's a proper spice in that.
They're as soft as cushions.
Oh,
that's very good. I do like that though.
Oh, jeepers.
Oh, there's a thing going on at the back of my neck now, I tell you.
Oh, that's very lots of pepper eaters.
That's very pepper eaters. That's very spicy, ladies and gentlemen. That is the spice. That was in the news actually recently.
Do you know what? I think the clue might be in the name.
Spice
yeah,
bag.
I know. I think we may have burnt out our taste buds on number one sausage today.
That's from the famous spice bag from the Chipper, right?
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
That's what a spice bag tastes like. Okay.
Woo, that was
that was incredible.
Do I go something a little bit more traditional?
I actually feel quite warm after that now. That's giving me a sort of a wow.
It's a real bang of Saturday night off it all right
there,
now, to be honest with you. It really is a bang of Saturday night.
Delicious though. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay,
by the way, can we just point out that the great PJ Gallagher, among his many talents, is the man responsible for cooking our sausages today.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, we have to do a bit of microwaving this morning, which has made it's taken the texture off them a little bit. It's made them a little soft.
But what are we having here?
This is bacon and cabbage flavoured sausage.
Wow.
Oh, now, right.
So there you
okay.
go. If you go to the left, you have to go to the left for bacon and cabbage.
I'm after touching that now.
Well, that's all right. You can have that one as your next piece. This one here, that's your bacon and cabbage.
Okay.
Oh,
sorry. There wasn't enough plates for everything to go around.
If this radio doesn't win an award, then I don't know what.
Bacon and cabbage, gentlemen. That's
it. Okay. Essentially, just a sausage with a few green shoots in it. Yes, would I be right?
And bacon, some bacon.
Oh, there's bacon in too. Yeah.
Very normal sausage. Very nice.
Yeah. I'm confessing now. What I'm getting off that is basically a sausage flavour. I'm not really getting a specific flavour. Are you, Michael?
No, I'm just getting a sausage off.
But I'm now very delicious sausage, don't get me wrong. Very tasty sausage.
True.
I'm not getting anything specifically different than sausage.
Spice bag for me is winning so far, without a shadow.
It was very
definitely
good.
For me as well.
Very
I still
good.
Fear that you want to go for the one on the right there then, Jim.
Okay.
This next one is bacon, mushroom and black pudding. Oh, no. You got one of them already.
I'm going to savour this because now this, I'm expecting this to be my favourite.
Same here.
I'm actually going to cleanse my palate.
Can you repeat the ingredients, please?
Bacon, mushroom and black pudding. And I have to say, lads, I'm talking with my mouth full on the radio, which is against rule of one. I'm absolutely loving this. You might actually have to dribbling down my chin. I literally just dribbled down myself.
Now, this is a bit... I'm almost shaking with anticipation. So this is...
Oh, dear God,
bacon,
they're good.
Bacon, mushroom and black pudding.
Yeah, they're very good, lads.
That is good. There's like a black pudding running right through the sauce.
Right through. Mm. It's like a sausage Swiss roll. It is absolutely gorgeous.
That is Oh my God, new favourite.
Oh, they're shocking good,
new
man.
Favourite. I tell you something, the black pudding with that.
Black, it's so perfect.
Isn't that amazing?
Does that win over the spice bag?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Does
yeah.
It?
Oh, hands down. Hands
for me
down.
It does.
Bacon and black pudding in a sausage.
A curry one, please.
Next one, lads. This is curry. You'll see these ones look slightly different. They're a very unusual colour.
Right.
And basically the colour of a curry.
Yeah.
So there you go.
By the way, people of Ireland, I want you to know we're doing this on your behalf, okay?
We absolutely are.
It's not like we're enjoying it.
I've got a very cold sausage, PJ.
These are freezing.
What's that?
These are freezing.
Did that not make it into the microwave?
I must have heated up the same plate twice on the other ones.
The spice bag one was very hot, actually.
Right. We may have to revisit that.
You want to see the scene
leave that on before.
You want to see the scene outside the studio, Jim. You missed it.
I can't believe I heated the same sausage plate twice.
And the bad news and him trying to organise the sausages.
There was colour-coded knives and everything.
Colour-coded knives the whole lot.
I beg your pardon.
We may have to reheat those.
And they made a bag of it.
Yeah,
but anyway.
I'm after making a Moses today. So let's try the chocolate chip ones.
Oh, there's an option on another one.
Oh, there's loads more. So we've two more to go.
Two more. So okay.
If you go one of the ones on the left.
Right.
So there you go, one of the ones to the far left there.
Okay, this one, PJ.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is your chocolate chip and honeycomb sausage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, got a bit cold as well.
And I have to say, I'm not getting a huge flavour off, non-sausage flavour off it.
No.
Are you getting chocolate or anything like that?
I would call that a novelty sausage. There's just a sausage with a bit of novelty, but I can't
taste the
chocolate.
I'm very much enjoying it. I have to say, what was the honeycomb bit? But, yeah.
Yeah, you get the honeycomb off it.
Yeah, a bit. I got one bang of it. I like someone stuck a bit of a crunchy in it.
That's essentially what it is. Chocolate and honeycomb.
It felt like it was a little bit of a honeycomb stuck in it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Again, obviously my taste buds are a little bit ropey. Because, I mean the spice bag was amazing. The bacon black pudding one, absolutely out of this world. That one now, I tell you. It's kind of like, it's basically a sausage.
You're essentially just getting sausage. It might be your mind telling you, you see sausage, you taste sausage.
See sausage, eat sausage. That is what my mind tells me all the time.
Sorry, while you two were chatting, I had already moved on to the next one. I couldn't help myself. This is bacon and cheddar cheese.
Which side of it?
Anything except this one.
Right, okay.
I have to say, it's the aftertaste
of
this one.
This should be good.
It's the aftertaste.
I am partial to a bacon and cheese.
Okay,
lads.
Again, repeat the ingredients.
This is bacon and cheddar cheese. And I have to say, initially it tastes just like sausage. But when you swallow, there's a lovely slithering aftertaste of cheese back coming up after.
Yeah, now I am getting a sort of a creamy vibe.
Yeah. Nice, right?
No, absolutely, yeah. Now I do get it about off that one now. More so.
Mike's not impressed. I can tell by those looking at him.
I just taste sausage. But anyway, that's fine.
Ah, for God's sake.
Sausage is good for me.
What sort of Philistine? Oh, God, I'm after spitting sausage across the room. What sort of Philistine just taste sausage off everything?
Well, I tell you something. Well played, PJ Gallagher, on your incredible cooking skills.
I can't believe it.
Apart from the freezing cold one. And well done, Barry John Sausages. Award-winning gourmet sausages. In Cavan there for providing that magnificent selection. They were delicious. Obviously, we were going to eat more.
Yes,
so
I'm back on the black pudding one now, I have to say. Sorry about that.
A winner for you then? Black pudding?
Black pudding and mushroom.
I'm going to go black pudding, mushroom and bacon.
I'll have to go spice bag. I really enjoyed the spice bag. Yeah, I did.
Excellent. So, listen, wherever you are, that's what Sausage Party's all about. Just whatever your favourite is, favourite flavour, favourite brand, doesn't really matter. Wherever you are, homework, again, doesn't matter. What way you have it, on a fork, in a roll, as part of your breakfast, again, doesn't matter. All we want you to do is enjoy your sausage on this fantastic Sausage Party day. And let us know that you've enjoyed it. Get the old pictures into us, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. You can stick it on our social media with the hashtag #ShowUsYourSausage. And just enjoy it. That's what it's all about.
Mike is still nibbling away, looking at it going, it just tastes like sausage. They all taste like sausage.
Yeah, isn't that incredible, Michael? A sausage that tastes like a sausage.
Oh, no, incredible.
I'm sorry again, I can't believe I microwaved the same two sausages.
I don't apologise, just get out to the microwave and heat it up.
I'm out of here.
Guaranteed Irish, the mighty Aslan and Crazy World. We had the fantastic Billy McGuinness with us, of course, on the show just the other day. He was celebrating his 60th birthday, and we were chatting to him. I tell you, there's a man who's so nice. He could be a human sausage, he's that nice a fella.
He is, you'd eat him.
You would eat him. Yeah. Billy McGuinness, fantastic.
You'd need to stick an egg in his head, but you'd eat him.
Hey, still loads of people loving the old Sausage Party. Willow is enjoying a breakfast roll this morning in Swords on the way to school.
with fantastic. Her horror book on her lap. Look, she's got a horror comic and a sausage roll. Who could? What else? What better
does,
way
does
is
life get any
day?
Better than that?
Don't
I wonder.
Think so.
That like, there's Maeve. Look at that before she heads off to school, enjoying an O'Flynn's sausage sandwich.
You know how to live, Maeve.
And before she goes
lady,
off
you know
to
live.
School Niavone in County Cork. And then there's somebody, look, it's literally spoiled for choice.
Oh my God, what's
so
that?
Many sausages and work. Who is this?
That's outrageous. That's like Pablo Escobar. That big bag full, a big see-through bag full of sausages. Like
Damien, that is. Damien, look at that.
That should be illegal.
Oh my God almighty. The man, careful there, careful. Careful. It's PJ's favourite. Somebody's texting. Oh, look at that. That's impressive.
Oh, Doyle's Butcher's Dunleary. Look at them.
Oh, it's Collie.
Oh my God. Yes, it is.
Collie having a dirty big full Irish.
It is. Look
oh,
at Collie.
Oh, yes. Savage.
Oh, you big dirty feckle.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh, I tell
yeah.
you, the jealousy here, man. It's
hey, look at that. Four,
ferocious.
Four sausages, three eggs, four lumps of pudding and two rashers. I tell you, Collie doesn't let himself starve, does he?
Yeah, he's certainly not holding back on the sausages, that's for sure. And there's looking at all that talk of sausages, lad. I had to stop and get a roll on the way to work. John and Baldonald, that looks very tasty indeed.
Look, sliced right down the middle.
And pretending
perfection.
He's healthy by having seeds on the roll
there. Yeah, I know.
There.
Good for you. Good for you. You do whatever you need.
That's what it's about. PJ and Jim's online sausage party. Whatever your favourite sausage is, wherever you are, enjoy us and get the pick into us either on WhatsApp 087-188-0008 or lash it up on our social media. Stop from the Spice Girls here at Classic Hits at 20 to 9. The Spice Girls, we've just been wolfing down spice bag sausages.
Oh, the delicious.
Fantastic,
the,
yeah.
The spice bag was tremendous.
That was, yeah. It was only for the magnificence of the bacon, mushroom and black pudding.
Unbelievable.
The spice bag would have won.
It would have won, definitely.
But,
yeah.
But it was just, the other one was just too good. Loads of people still getting involved, PJ. People loving our online sausage party. Eric and Lola enjoying Herterichts, I think it is. Herterichts finest in Galway.
Gives a look at them now.
Breakfast of Champions.
Oh yeah, look at that. That's
Eric and Lola looking healthy on it, it has to be said.
They are, look at them.
Somebody with a oh look at that. Fresh loaf of white bread made to have with our Clonakilty sausage sambos from Michelle in Newcastle in County Dublin.
They're doing the right job. They're waiting till tonight. They're going to have a sausage night in.
Tell you, sausage night in.
They are, yeah.
Fantastic. Also, can I just point out a couple of very quick firsts. One, we've had our first international sausage celebration.
Look at this fella. Oh my
lads,
God, I've never seen anything like it.
Lads, my sister's fella in England is getting into the swing of it. He only went for the £2 of sausages.
He's after buying two pound bags.
That's incredible.
He's a disgrace. See, and I love him.
Even in, it's gone international, PJ.
Look,
and we've also,
fella.
Just as a first, we've had our first sausage gag of the morning.
Yeah.
Somebody's texted in to say, German sausages are the worst.
Boom!
Wahey! Keep them coming, folks. 087-188-0008 if you want to get your photographs of you enjoying our online sausage party, your favourite sausage, wherever you are, however you like to enjoy it, or you can stick it on any of our social media platforms as well. Just use the old hashtag.
Yeah.
Show us your sausage.
Warning, though. This comes with a warning.
A warning?
With all this chowing down on spicy sausage and all, Jim, you may end up involved in an odoriferous incident.
A what?
An odoriferous incident.
Well, would you look at you.
Yes.
God, I'd tell you, it's a sausage. I didn't realise sausages could raise your IQ.
But they absolutely can. And who knew, Jim, that you and me have probably been involved in odoriferous incidents in the past and never really understood that that was the term used. Basically, an odoriferous incident is an incident starting with a fart that ends in the courts. And it's called an odoriferous incident. That's the legal term for something where a fart sparks a full-on brawl that can end in the courts. So a guy in Bristol, we know Mike's brother lives there, let's hope it wasn't his brother. A guy in Bristol, he was in a taxi with his friends and they were being quite boisterous and they weren't being very nice to the taxi driver, right?
Right.
And then one of them decided in his wisdom to begin this odoriferous incident and he smashed out a big... Smashed out? No one says that about a fart. That's disgrace. That sounds
I'll tell you something.
Sounds
you know,
like
you take your... You take your windbreaking very seriously if you smash one out.
If you smash one out, yeah.
You know.
Let's say he let one rip, I'd say it was a
right,
better
okay, yeah.
So he let the fart... So he's in the taxi. Bang. And the taxi driver said that for him was the very last straw. He pulled over, says, I cannot deal with this. You have to leave the taxi. From this point, the odoriferous incident got even worse and started to get violent. The man then, shocked and embarrassed by his own bottom, struck the taxi driver.
Oh my God.
To which the taxi driver then struck him back. Then the police were called. the police came and they found the offending bottom and its owner wandering the streets with his girlfriend and a bloody lip. And because it all began with his bottom, this odiferous incident, it looks like the taxi driver will get away with no charges whatsoever. Right. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
The taxi driver was claiming like a nasal assault or something, was he?
Yeah.
He was claiming like that this release insulted. From the passenger was like just, it was an assault upon his senses.
It turns out farting is an assault. Remember like just 2 months ago we were covering a story about a man in Vienna. He was sitting in Austria and he stood up from a park bench, looked a policeman in the eyes. Do you remember this?
That's right, and let one go.
And he farted as loud as he could and was arrested for it. And it was upheld as a public decency. He was done for public indecency he was done for.
Wow.
And he ended up with a charge. I think that was because he locked eyes with the
yeah.
police. Like, I don't think you
there's something quite aggressive about staring somebody out while you
yeah.
do that.
He was trying to assert some sort of weird
yeah.
dominance. Like,
yeah.
So the policeman, that was upheld. And now this looks like this odiferous incident number two covered by this show, will be upheld as well.
We are at the forefront, really, aren't we, of the whole sort of
incident.
Like the highlighting of the odiferousness around the world.
I think when it comes to passing wind, there's very few people more qualified to pass an opinion on it, to be honest with you. Considering we've both now had 9 sausages each and it's not even 10 to 9 in the morning, I think we are
pretty that's very true. I just realised I actually probably am going to doze off during CSI.
I think so.
I have like a serious belly full of sausages of varying flavours.
Oh,
and the only thing I would say to you is I cannot guarantee that there won't be an odiferous incident.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying I'm not going anywhere near the builders or anything outside, because if they confuse my odiferous incident with one of meaningful intent, or if they willfully decide that I was committing
yeah.
an act of public indecency, I may end up at the wrong end of a fist. I'm going to keep my odiferous incident
You may end up in the foundations.
I might do. So I think I'm going to keep me and my bottom are going to mind my own business.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Right, this week, Coffee Perfection are on board. They are the 5-star coffee company. They are, of course, stockists of their own signature brand, Naturally, but also the official Irish distributor for the world-famous Marley coffee, which PJ's a big fan of, founded by the great Bob Marley's son. Is it Rowan Marley? Is that how you pronounce it?
Jeepers, I don't know. I didn't know if he had a first name at all. I have a clue.
Just known as Marley.
Just known as Mr. Marley,
yeah. Or Marley's Youngfella.
Marley's Young Lad, yeah, that's what he's commonly known as.
So they're the suppliers of Marley Coffee as well as their own signature brand, of course, leading supplier to the hospitality industry as well. And they also deliver to your home specialty teas and coffees delivered straight to your home. And what's more, this week, to celebrate them being on the Breakfast Table Quiz, they've agreed to give a 20% discount on all orders on the website, coffeeperfection.ie. You got to use the Classic Hits discount code. So you just put in Classic Hits as the discount code and you'll get 20% off your order. And they've given us this fantastic Sage Creatista Uno Nespresso machine with a full selection of coffee capsules to give to you. It's all the convenience of an espresso portioned coffee machine paired with, of course, Sage's advanced microfoam technology.
Yes, it absolutely is. I think 9 still the score to beat. So 10 or more getting into double numbers will do you well. And Ian is going to play this morning. How are you, Ian?
How are you doing, PJ?
Not too bad, Ian, at all. How are you getting on?
Great, yeah, great. Just on the way into work here now. Hopefully we'll have a few cups of coffee over the weekend. So
here's hoping indeed, yeah. What are you working at?
I work in Fingal County Council.
Oh, good stuff.
Fair play.
Right, good
and
stuff.
And Ian, are you flying solo? Is there anybody around to give you an old dig out?
There is actually, yeah. There's a 6-year-old here beside me. So
brilliant.
Dig out.
6-year-olds are the best.
They are, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mike sets the questions and we reckon his mental age is around that neck of the woods.
I believe so. Now, let's PJ, no fumbling around with these questions now today.
Ian, I've read them twice, but I still can't guarantee you anything.
That's brilliant. I love the way Ian gets it in first. Now, listen, if this goes horribly wrong, PJ, it'll be your fault.
Yeah, you sort yourself out now. Yeah.
Right, listen, double numbers will do you great, Ian, so the very best of luck. 60 seconds, here we go.
In what ocean does the island of Mauritius lie?
Mediterranean.
It's the Indian Ocean. In 1991, who resigned as president of the Soviet Union?
Gorbachev.
Which American city is served by LaGuardia and JFK airports?
JFK, New York.
Ho Chi Minh was leader of what country?
Ho Chi Minh. Korea.
In North Vietnam, in which industry does the cartoon character Homer Simpson work?
NASA or something like that.
NASA, nuclear industry. In what card game are the Full House and a Royal Flush strong hands?
Poker.
Yeah, what is PM an abbreviation for, as in 5 PM? Post Meridian, which fairy tale heroine lets her hair down for a prince to climb?
Rapunzel.
That's the one. Which actress starred alongside Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire?
Dustin Hoffman.
It's Renee Zellweger. Long grain and short grain are two main types of what cereal?
Long grain and short.
Rice, it is rice.
Rice, well done. Rice, good rice, stuff. Rice, by rice. The way, did the 6-year-old contribute on the Rapunzel bit?
There you go.
Hey! Good. I told you it was handy having them around.
He knows his stuff.
Yeah. Told you it was handy. Right, okay, how did we do? I don't think so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct answers. But to be honest with you, Ian, it sounded like there was a few in there that were kind of, they just wouldn't come to you. They were on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah, there's a few sticky ones there, all right. 5, yeah.
But listen, it was worth having a bash, Ian. Enjoy your day. Thanks for playing, man.
Yeah, it was a bit of fun.
Cheers. Take care of yourself.
Take care, Ian. See you later.